I come in here and I look, and did we play with some anxiety? Yeah, I can say that I felt like maybe we pressed too much, but some of the plays that weren't being made had nothing to do with anxiety. It was, just I don't know if it's focus or we have a high standard. We didn't meet that standard. And not a lot to be said other than it's, wasn't good enough, obviously.
Do you expect to be the coach the next time you guys play?
Yeah, I do.
Shad talked to the team on Monday night, and yet they just didn't come out. They didn't seem like they played hard, Gus. What?
Yeah, and I don't know. You're right. I can't defend that part. It didn't look like it. I mean, my talk at halftime was to rally together and come out and show your spirit. And when you're talking like that, at halftime, you didn't play, with great effort. And it's challenging because you look at it and I think there's some anxiety to do part of it. But again, enough plays where you look at it and it really didn't have anything to do with anxiety. It was more just focus and making the plays that we're capable of making. So I'm not making excuses. It's just, it was bad.
Yes, it seemed like once Murray had the 22-yard run followed by the touchdown pass, and it just looked like the tank was empty after that.
Yeah, we didn't respond very well. We talk about quickly recover, and we just didn't get in a rhythm offensively, defensively. Give them credit. They did a nice job with their run game. We knew that, we were expecting it to be over 30 runs in the game, and we knew we had to stand up to it and not give up some explosive plays. But you're right. I can't deny that. After that run and after the pass, we looked like we got punched in the mouth and we didn't adjust real well. And all of us take responsibility. Look, there's some coaching things there. There were some players things. I think we all need to take responsibility. Should not be a lot of blame game. I think we each need to look at ourselves and see what we can do.
How surprised were you by the lack of discipline on some of those penalties?
Well, yeah, I think, we got him out of the game. And, it's penalties where, you can control. I think Aurelius Ben had a penalty. That's unfortunate. That's an effort penalty. But these decisions that you have to make, and, they affect the team. And, those two penalties were like that.
Do you worry about your job status?
No.
Not at all. I mean, think about it.
No, I worry about this team. And why did we perform like that in the first half? And figuring out, okay, how can we get it right? And we have an extra day, really, compared to most weeks.
Are you concerned though? You're running out of solutions, running out of answers.
Well, no, I think there's always solutions. This period right here, it happened. And we got to take a hard look at it. It's not something we're going to brush over. It's not something we're going to, talk about the team and then just, okay, we got to move on quickly. I think this is some soul searching. We need to find it out and find out what's the issue. Shad came in and talked. We talked as a team, but it was an hour meeting. It was good. But we need more. We need more. We need to find out if there's any issues that are involved to keep us from playing to our level. And, because I'll still say it's a high character room. And we're just not playing like we're capable of playing.
You said this week that you remain steadfast in your belief of Blake. I know he was 8 of 16 for 60 yards in the first half, obviously, when it mattered. Do you think his confidence is shook a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think all of us are frustrated in our play. And but he's a pretty confident man. I know he has belief in his capabilities, just like we all do in our team. I think we're looking at, how does this happen? Why is this happening to us? What are we doing wrong? It's those type of questions that may pop up. And that's what we got to find the answers to.
On Blake, did he look like he got frustrated early? And is there anything you could say to him?
Well, I think we played frustrated early as a team. So I think I want to talk. It was a team deal. I mean, we can't look at the defense and say, well, they played pretty good. They didn't. You can't look at it offensively. We played well. So to point out one guy, that's what I say, I think we all need to take responsibility.
Is it frustrating or demoralizing in any way that it's 3 days after Khan sits there and he has that meeting, and while it was a positive meeting, there's probably an unspoken message and stuff's got to change soon?
Well, yeah, I think, it's a results league. I think, when you say, all right, now is it – come on, man. It's the NFL. We all know. Everybody in that locker room knows we got to be successful. So it's how are they going about doing it? I know they care for each other. I know they care for what's taking place here. And obviously, when the owner comes in, it hits home. And it's very important. And the message sent, message received. So what happened? I don't know. I don't know if it was they played tight. And it sure seemed like it. But like I said, I'm not solely putting on that. There's enough plays that we've been made that were technique things and just being focused. So it's a combination of things.